Rumors are putting the brakes on Janesville's hopes for small car production at its General Motors assembly plant.
Just tremendous disappointment. I really had my hopes up, particularly last week. I believed that we put in the best offer. We'll never know that for sure. And I'll hope against hope that the rumors are wrong.
Tim Cullen of the GM Retention Task Force says although it appears his group might not bring a small car line to Janesville, it brings other benefits.
I think what also we've put together is a group of people from different parts of government, the private sector, from different political parties and philosophies that all work together for a common goal. And that unity, I think, will be very helpful as the community goes forward.
Eight-year GM production worker Gary Schmidt says the task force put in overtime on the project.
I think everybody did do the job they should have or could have done. Everybody worked hard to try to get that the work here. I mean, I think of some of the guys who that was their job at the end there for 10, 12 hours a day working at the task force to try to get a product here. And now I guess it was, you know, all for naught.
28-year GM worker Rich, who asked to have his last name withheld, says he wants to know why Janesville wasn't chosen.
What criteria has beaten out Janesville when we've had a year to actually dissect the thing and see where we need to go in what direction? What criteria did they come up with within a month after they announced that they were going to be closed so they can do something in a month, and we've worked on it for a year?
Janesville City Manager Eric Levitt still holds out hope GM could choose Janesville for another line of vehicles.
If the announcement is what everyone is projecting right now, then I still believe that Janesville has won certain battles and that our name is still there. Our name is still there for a future product.
For WCLO News, I'm Beth Wheelock reporting.